Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have Larry on his mountaintop. How are you doing there, Larry?
Oh, just cold rain, cold weather.
Yeah, it's going to be well below zero up here tonight, but it's winter, and we've been very, very fortunate, actually, up here in Wisconsin. So far, we've missed most of the storms that you have had run over you and going to the East Coast. I guess that's supposed to be a real major development as this travels to the East. So anyway, I wanted to do a little house cleaning. I just want to remind everybody that join our Night Shadows membership club, Twilight. Get all kinds of information, and it'll help support the ministry. I'm in the same position Hal Turner's in, where a lot of listeners, thousands of listeners, but very few people want to support it. We charge $9.95 a month, which is peanuts when it comes right down to it. That's a couple bucks, actually, a week. And you get tons of information there, and we're going to keep adding more and more stuff to it. And we got lots of e-books up there of all kinds that are very, very important reads. And there's video, there's audio, there's the Prophetic Insiders. You get those for free. The Twilight Magazine, you get that for free. And all kinds of reports, et cetera, et cetera. And if we can't get enough of those, I don't know exactly what we're going to do. Hal's going to a paid site, so I hope we don't have to do that. I appreciate those who have joined recently, and I don't think you will regret it. There's more information on that website than you could digest in a full year, so you want to just go in there and poke around and take a look at that which really interests you. And we have a ton of information up there, and it really would help us tremendously. Other thing, Angel Fall 923, our YouTube channel, go over there. What we're going to get into tonight, we are in the most critical period of United States history that we've ever been in. This is, I believe, is right on the border of the same thing with the Civil War. Only this time, the enemies are well entrenched. They're very, very powerful, and they are maneuvering this thing the way the protocol said they would. And this has been going on for literally hundreds of years to topple the United States and bring in their new world order. And they're very, very close to doing that. Anyway, having said all that, Larry, this article from Mike Adams, let me read part of it, and I want you to just come in anytime you feel like and make a comment. Okay, the headline on it is Alert to All Americans. Prepare for emergency action in the 3D world. That's the reality world that we live in. The orchestrated assault on your mind, your country, and your president is approaching its final chapter. This is an urgent alert to all Americans. New information has come to light that indicates the final solution of the globalist agenda to destroy America and enslave its citizens is drawing near. Now, this is not new, folks. I produced Iron Mountain. By the way, that's free on Angel Fall 923. What was that, Larry? In the 90s, I believe.
Yeah.
It's all coming true. It's all in there. This is what they were going to do. And Trump is simply being used. They wouldn't hesitate to kill Trump if that they thought that's what they had to do. These people, these deep state communists, socialists, Fabian socialists, whatever you want to call them, doesn't matter. They don't care about human life. They only care about their agenda. They don't care how many people they have to kill. In fact, they'd rather kill you. You're useless eater, as far as they're concerned. I flew for the elite for many years. I know how they think. Some of them are very nice people, but some of them are not. And their attitude towards the general population, like you folks out there, they hate you with a passion. Pelosi has just shown it. She could care less. They have an agenda. That's all they have is their agenda. There are no feelings. There's no compassion. There's no mercy. These people like Schumer and Pelosi and Feinstein, who's going after the guns, by the way, I want to get into that. What do you think, Larry? I think they're on their final move. What do you think?
Yeah, I appreciate what you said when Mike Adams said the 3D world, because Washington, D.C. is a bubble. They all live in a bubble, a New World Order bubble in Washington. And the trouble is that most of America now seems to live in a foggy bubble, and people just simply can't think in reality terms. We're in reality. Matter of fact, Dave Hodges just posted the other day, and I think I sent you a copy. He said that this deal is getting real, and he said people need to be ready to defend their families and defend their homes and defend it themselves.
Oh, absolutely. The police state is not going to be your friend if the military comes to your door. If you're a gun owner and the military comes to your door, I have to agree with, what's his name, John? he's on the radio a lot. John Moore.
John Moore?
Yes. You know John. He was a military-type guy and all that. He made one comment that I always remembered. He said, they're not coming for your guns. They're going to kill you. If you're dead, you can't use the guns. And if you look at how they go door-to-door and they kill people, like what's going on down there in Zimbabwe, it's going to come here. This is what they do. This is what the communists have always done. And the American people, I was reading, I think he was Dave Hodges again, cognitive dissidence. Then he defines what it is. And where you have all the facts, and you can lay those facts down in front of the people, and they still will refuse them. And that essentially is what's going on in the Christian world when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and what he told people to do. You can present hundreds and hundreds of verses of scripture to prove it, and they say, no, that's not true, couldn't possibly be true. Well, it happens to be true. It's cognitive dissonance where you can lay down all the facts, verse after verse, and all they'll do is say it's not true. You're cursed, you bring another gospel, you're an anathema to us, and on they go. And it doesn't matter if you had 10,000 verses of scripture to lay in front of them. They still will not accept it because of this denial. As you and I have often said, what do we call it? Denial tea and living by the denial river. Basically where that's at. Anyway, going down a little further, for the last 2 years, this is again Mike Adams, their goal has been to carry out a political coup against President Trump, no matter what the cost. The media has sacrificed every last shred of credibility to achieve this goal and now exists as nothing more than a delusions factory that produces daily fiction rigorously mislabeled as news. What do you think?
Oh, if anybody ever said the truth, you just heard it, folks. Everybody that's listening, if you don't know already that mainstream media in America and basically around the world is nothing but a propaganda arm of the communists.
Yes, absolutely. It really is, folks. You're involved in the middle of a communist coup. They are really essentially ready to take over. And this latest thing that came out of BuzzFeed, now they've kind of proven it's baloney, where they said that Trump had ordered Cohen to lie to Congress. And, of course, immediately that communist Schiff, is he a senator or is he a House person? But anyway, it doesn't matter. He was saying, "Well, this is all we need now. We're going to go get Trump. We'll impeach him and we'll throw him out." Well, now Mueller just came out and said, "Whoa, wait a minute! That BuzzFeed story is a total hoax. It's a lie, and blah blah blah." Well, BuzzFeed is one of the liberal outfits, but unfortunately, you got Fox News. You know, guys like Shep Smith of Fox News. I've seen him twist stories and distort the real facts to the point where you could basically call them lies. CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC. These are the communist propaganda arm. And unfortunately, now they're beginning to infiltrate your alternative news. They finally figured out the only way we're going to get rid of alternative news is to infiltrate, and we'll put in a bunch of fake stories on alternative news so that the people get totally confused and don't believe anything, which is, I think, what they really want. What they really want, of course, is to everybody to believe a lie, their lies, propaganda, the truth factory. Remember the when was that, Larry? They were talking about setting up a what did they call that? Ministry of Truth. That actually floated here in the United States for a while. I haven't heard anything about it lately, but it was kind of like the George Orwell's Ministry of Truth, and everything was going to have to be filtered through that. Well, this is where this is going, folks. This is why all of your big, like Google and Facebook and all of these huge, huge internet operations are beginning to stifle conservative talk. The New World Order cannot last or even begin in earnest if there is any outlet of truth out there. It cannot be. Remember that what Jesus said about Satan, who is bringing about this new world order, and he's using all the dupes, the rich men. They are the most deceived of all, as Larry has often said. They're deceived more than we are. They really think that they're going to bring in this new world order. They really think that they're going to win. Well, they aren't. They don't read the last chapter of the Bible, evidently. All of what they're doing has long been forecast 2,500 years ago by the prophets of the Lord. How long do you think this is going to go before, and by the way, Trump, and I want to get into that, Larry, with this speech he's going to make tomorrow night. What do you think that's about?
Well, I've been trying to keep my head to the ground, and some of the insiders seem to be indicating they actually believe that Trump has decided that he cannot go any further because actually on Lou Dobbs a little earlier, they said the Democrats, they're coming after him now, and his time is up, basically, and that he can't survive much longer. And so there are those that are saying they believe that he'll declare either a national emergency that may go into martial law or a national emergency event, possibly tomorrow evening. And we don't know. This is odd, Stuart, because I've been watching all day really close. And it's funny, kind of. He actually denied Pelosi flying in a military plane, and yet he sent Melania in a military plane to Mar-a-Lago. Now, he's staying at the White House. He's got her out of the way and going to give a national address, I think, about 2 p.m. Central Time tomorrow evening, Saturday, which this is interesting, Stuart. As he gives this address, we are going into the Blood Moon.
Yeah, it's the 19th and it's the 20th. This is, but it's one day off. I've got a list here. This is kind of odd. I'll go back to where I was in the article, but listen to this one. This is kind of weird. President Trump just announced he will make a major address to the nation tomorrow, which is on the 19th, 1-1-9. To 9/11, folks, at 3 p.m. It's about the crisis at the southern border. And I believe the odds are that he is going to declare a national emergency. Now, whether that ushers in martial law as we know it, or whether they're just going to just do it along the border, step by step, who knows how they're going to do this, or what he really has planned, we don't know. But, okay, it is one day before the super blood red wolf moon. And what's interesting is that starts, I was told, at 11:47 in the evening, which is an 11:11, big numbers here, over the White House, and it's full at 12:12, which is also a 33 or a 6666. You're playing all this by the numbers. And what's very, very interesting is your blood moon is exactly 114 days away from Israel's birth and the end of their 70th year on May 14th. Now, 411 is a big, big number in the scriptures, because 114 is actually a 411 in reverse. And what's very, very interesting is 411 is the number one cause, as I understand it. Larry, is that right? For missing persons.
Yeah, I think that's some code there. What's interesting, too, Stuart, we've got this super blood wolf moon, as you called it, and that, according to the information I've seen, is the very last we're approaching that eclipse too that's involved, and that's the last one for the next decade, if you will. And what's interesting too is the time frame we're going into, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, because we don't know what he's going to say tomorrow night or tomorrow evening when he addresses the nation from the White House. But the interesting thing is that there are some reports out there. Florida Marquee and a few others are indicating that they've got some inside information that there's supposed to be some type of event within 48 hours of Sunday. So that could mean Monday, that could mean Tuesday. We've got to really kind of keep an eye out. This weekend going into the first couple of days of next week, it seems to be a prime time for something possibly happening.
Yeah, this blood moon, by the way, is the seventh of the series since the tetrad, including the first one of the tetrad coming through. This is the seventh. Well, number seven is a very, very big number in scripture. Look it up. 7, 70, 77, 777, and 7777 are all huge numbers with huge meanings. This is the way the Lord, he's a mathematician. He does everything by the mathematics. And you don't really realize it until usually after an event, and then you go back and you look, and you can see the numbers of the occult all over the place, because they try to mimic the Lord. And 9/11, the emergency of 9/11, I wrote an article about that. The numbers that were in that, beyond any human being able to do that. And it's all arranged, and there are warnings. Anyway, 411 is the number for missing people. Isn't that kind of interesting that we have 114 days to Israel's end of the 70th year? I find that more than fascinating, considering missing people. Are we being told that somewhere in between those two dates that we're going to have globally a group of missing people, vanishing possibly of people, we don't know. Maybe nothing happens. Anyway, don't forget that a blood supermoon occurred on Tubi Av last year, and it was over Jerusalem. This one is over Washington. Obviously, warnings direct from the Lord. And don't forget also that Israel enters her new year of trees. Remember the parable of the fig tree that Jesus told us about. When you see the fig tree sprout forth, know that I am at the door. I'm at the gate. I'm at the portal, and it's going to get open. The other thing that's kind of interesting is on the 22nd, the same date that you just mentioned, Monday, Tuesday, is a conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. These things are not by accidents, folks. They're just not by accident. This has all been arranged. The Lord knows exactly what's going on. It's also the eve of Trump's inauguration. On the 20th. So why is he giving a speech from the White House? And he called it a major speech. Going to give a major address from the White House. Why is it that all of these things I just mentioned are all converging all at the same time? And why was it that BuzzFeed released this article just before? What are they up to, Larry, other than, you know, the people are going to get sick of this. But maybe that's what they want. What do you think?
Well, one thing it does do is stir the people up. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, the drug headline today was really interesting. It said that Capitol Hill expected this situation to end in a disaster. So that there you are. That's almost code word for something tragic is going to happen. In other words, they're warning people if you can read the code.
Yeah, unfortunately, the American people don't know how to connect the dots anymore. They're not taught how to think in school. In fact, what we have graduated out of our universities and even most of our high schools are liberals. They've been propagandized communists, and they don't even know it. I mean, it's incredible that the American people still send their children to public school, because once they get indoctrinated into that, you can't indoctrinate them. This is the problem with the Christians. They will not homeschool or send their kids to private Christian schools. And so they really don't get to know what the real truth of things is. Now, getting back to this article, kind of interesting. The imminent death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg has accelerated the timeline of the anti-Trumpers throughout the deep state and the poisonous media. They have been ordered to pull out all the stops and do anything and everything necessary, that's what communists do, to eliminate Trump before Ginsburg is removed from the Supreme Court. Rumors are circulating that Ginsburg is already dead and that her death is being covered up to provide enough time for deep state to arrest and remove President Trump from office. Personally, I question that. But, however, if Ginsburg dies and is removed from the Supreme Court, that gives Trump the ability to appoint another so-called conservative to the court. Then it would be six, wouldn't it? 6-4 or 6-3 on the more on the conservative side. It's kind of interesting. Okay, then he goes on to say, anything you want to say on that one, Larry?
Well, Ginsburg? I was just going to mention that I have seen reports that they don't say she's dead, but they say that Ginsburg has developed pneumonia and is close to death. Is the latest I've heard. That was early this morning.
Wow. Well, of course, Ginsburg is a liberal's liberal. She's the one who said, we don't really have to pay much attention to the Constitution. What we really have to do is go out there and see what the other nations of the world are doing, and we should rule likewise. Basically a globalist. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court is a political thing now. It's not really something where they examine the Constitution and decide things on how it says. If you really had an honest Supreme Court, there would be no such thing as liberals or conservatives on that court. They would all be justices who simply examine all of this, and they probably, most of the time, unanimously agree if it wasn't for the politics that are involved. Everything has now become politics. Anyway, here's another interesting thing that Mike Adams says, and it's true. A lot of what he's saying in here is absolutely true. Simultaneously, the evil tech giants have gone into full-blown censorship mode and have transformed into rogue tech companies that conspire to silence all pro-America, pro-Trump speech across the net. It has become an urgent national security matter to now arrest the CEOs of Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other tech giants as they are now committing treason on a daily basis. I would agree with that. I don't know about you, Larry, but I don't know if you could call it treason, but it's certainly sedition is what we're witnessing. Because what we have is a whole group of internal communists bent upon the overthrow of the United States Constitution. You can't do that without sedition, and you can't do it without treason. And yet nobody goes to jail. Have you heard anybody going to prison lately?
Only if you can be linked to Trump. That's it.
That ought to be a clue to most people. I don't know why they're not thinking that way, but maybe they aren't. Google, Apple, and Facebook. Go ahead.
I was just going to mention right here that, I sent you something from Forbidden TV that they had a report out, and they call what we've been getting in America, because nobody being put in jail, we've been getting hope porn. Hope porn.
Well, that's a little better than fear porn.
Yeah.
I don't know, Larry. This nation's going down the tube so fast, it's incredible. Google, Apple, and Facebook in particular have become the true enemies of the state and now answer solely to communist China. These rogue corporate monstrosities must be dismantled and prevented from ever rising up again. Well, that's wishful thinking. They've got control, and they're not going to give up their control. This was all deliberate. This was all well planned. They're using the American people to gain their, Facebook. Hey, post pictures. Remember when the guy, he was a general at the NSA, and he said, we love these social media things. They make our job so much easier. Came right out on TV and said it. That's how they collect a lot of their data. All of your personal data is being collected. Remember the Chinese social credits system. We're already well on the way to that very system. They just don't call it that. Anyway, prepare. This is what he says. This is where it gets really dangerous. Prepare to descend upon Washington to defend your nation, your president, and your future. action item for all Americans. If this political coup is triggered, descend upon Washington and start taking action to defend your nation with every means available. Defend your president. Defend your Constitution. Defend your borders. Under authorization from the Constitution itself, seek out and arrest treasonous actors throughout the deep state and the CIA-run media who have orchestrated this planned destruction of our great nation. I believe this is what they want. Now, where this gets dangerous is, if we take up arms and go into the streets, I believe that's exactly what they want. What do you think, Larry? I'm afraid of that aspect of it. One thing to defend your home and one thing to defend your family. Quite another to go out into the streets and basically cause a full-blown revolution. What do you think?
I don't think you're going to be able to stop it, because who listens to you and I anyway, hardly?
yeah, I know.
You know, you can tell them not to do it, but they're going to do it anyway. And I think that's where the division of this country, I think we will literally wind up there. I think the Civil War is already in progress to some degree. But
yes.
I think there is an American giant still sound asleep in America. But at one point, whether it can save the nation, I have my doubts. But it may rise up and certainly slay a lot of Philistines, if you will.
Yes, that could well happen. And you are right. I mean, you can push the MacArthur said it very well, I thought. He said the American people are very docile and basically, easy to be led and et cetera, et cetera. But when they finally figure out that they've been had, and they get angry, they make the best soldiers in the world and just about can defeat anybody anytime. The only problem we have now is, where is the Lord in all of this, and especially on the borders? Jeremiah's comments, I'm going to fill you with aliens, and at the right time they're going to rise up and they're going to take you down. So is this the final wave? How many new caravans are there? Three, you said, I think?
Well, yeah, we know there's three. And by the way, I've got a new Barry Rothman tour code talking about Trump shuts down Air Pelosi.
Yeah, we'll get into that. So if we got three more, how many thousands of more aliens are going to try and get through our border defenses?
Well, I'll tell you what, Stuart. I wanted to insert this real quick because it fits in with what you're saying. The caravan that was beginning, that had just recently left Honduras, they've been hauling them by vehicles, and they're already in Mexico. They're coming fast. And there's three more so far behind them, and each one seems to be larger. And listen, I got an email, and I think Chuck and Augusto had a show today, said they got an email. And so we've got emails from Panama and emails from Costa Rica that these people are coming into their country and invading their countries, and they're robbing people everywhere. All over those two locations, they're being robbed. These are not good people.
Well, of course, this is, I think, one of the reasons they're trying desperately, and the Democrats are introducing all kinds of gun control stuff. Totally illegal, totally unconstitutional. But I do remember, I think it was Scalia, who the Supreme Court justice, who was murdered, by the way, said that we probably would lose our right to bear arms, that the attack was coming. And they have to disarm you, because if you're not disarmed, you can fight back. The American people, if they ever give up their arms, deserve precisely what they're going to get. They've done that in other countries. They did it in Germany. They've done it in the Soviet Union. They've done it in China. You disarm the people. First, you make them register their firearms. We're already seeing parts of that happen. Trump says he's pro-gun, but he did nibble away at it with these bumper stocks that he took away. And there's one other thing he did. And this new guy that they're going to have on the Attorney General, I can't think of his name right now.
Barr.
Seems like a nice guy, but he made some comments that the American people really need to take note of. He said something about this red listing, and that's a reference to the people who have a mental health problem. This is creeping in very, very slowly. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're probably referring to William Barr. And
yes.
The mental health issue, because the VA has checked all the veterans, all the Jews, and all the Christians, we all are mental cases.
Yes, that's exactly what Russia did. If you weren't a communist, you were mentally ill, had to be sent to a camp. Hillary Clinton talked about re-education camps. She was dead serious, and yet nobody said anything. She said, and I can't quote it, I can only paraphrase it, that every American needs to be reprogrammed, basically re-educated into the communist doctrine. And, of course, she was referring to Camp Joy, the FEMA camps. She was openly honest about what the plans are for you that are listening. You're going to get sent to a FEMA camp. If you're on red list, they just kill you. If I can't remember what the orange list or whatever the other lists are, but basically, if you're not green, I think you're just essentially going to be tortured, put into slave labor, and work till you die. New World Order is an order in which there has to be a massive population reduction. Can't work otherwise. Can't have truth. Can't have a lot of people because you can't control them. But we can put them all to work in slave labor. And the United States Army, by the way, has a manual on that. Slave labor. They don't call it that. It's internment labor. Well, how come we've allowed our military to come up with these kind of manuals? How come we've allowed any of this to go on? How come we have FEMA camps all over this country? Did we not learn anything from Germany? Did we not learn anything from the Nazis? I guess not. Well, there are no such things as FEMA camps. You're an idiot. It's like there are no such things as chemtrails. You want to talk about your chemtrail operations down there, Larry, at all? Boy, they have been really busy up here.
It's been unbelievable here. And by the way, I got you a sample. You know, I told you about all these little black things that were look like little nano something or others coming down with all these chemtrails to the ground. And I got you some samples. They're real and they're alive. But nobody believes that.
Yep, they don't look up at the heavens, so they can't see what's going on. All those are just contrails. That's what they were telling the kids. Those are just contrails. I flew jets for many, many years. I was a captain for major corporations that flew these big jets. It's kind of interesting. A chemtrail simply is your exhaust coming out of the engine, and the air being cold, it condenses and forms a kind of a cloud. I guess that's what you could call it. It's just a regular cloud, and it dissipates. Chemtrails, on the other hand, stretch across the whole horizon, and the next time you look up, there are clouds. They're going all over the sky. Your sky becomes milky white. And I know the excuses are, well, they're trying to block a solar flare, or they need it for naval long-range telecommunications, and on they go. The one thing people are forgetting is chemtrails are worldwide. You can't even spray in an airplane without a license. early in my earlier career, you I worked for a guy that was a sprayed apple orchards and all that sort of thing. He had to have a state license to do it. And that was just local. What about all over the nation? Well, they have to get approval from somebody. How about England? How about Europe? How about Russia? How about China? They're all over the place. It's global. Well, when you talk about the global elite, you're probably talking about some nefarious operation, kind of like, what are they putting in these things? Like you just said, doesn't look normal. Looks alive. What is it? What kind of nanobots could they put in these things that would infect the entire population? And then when they get a chance, they just trigger it. Kind of weird. Anyway, back to this thing. He says the president himself can initiate the authorization for citizens to carry out the police state action. What do you think? Think he'd
you
do
know,
that?
Well, Stuart, sheriff of every county, well, where I've worked in Oklahoma or Texas, can summon aid from the citizens to come armed and support whatever action they're taking, whether it's defense or the arrest. And so I would, if you enlarge that to the nation, I suppose the president could issue a call to all citizens to come armed.
Yeah. Yeah, he could. That may be what's in the wind. He's obviously calling this nationwide address for a reason, and I think they're going to use this these caravans, so-called, with really mostly all middle, younger men, military age men, are involved in this. That when people began to get wise that mostly these were men, you notice mainstream media began to drop all that and begin to say, well, these are families and their little kids and the mothers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because they're trying to fool you. They don't want you to know you've been invaded. They don't want you to know that. Anyway, going to be kind of interesting, don't you think? What else do we have to talk about?
Well, we've got, you know, that Barry Rothman Torah code.
Yes, let's get into that.
Yeah, he's working on a new one. It's under construction, but I'll give you the 10 words that are found in the Matrix so far. And he titled it, Trump Shuts Down, Air Pelosi. And if you'll remember, that what that basically deals with is a news report that Trump took away her ability to fly a military. And really, all the Democrats, her people, he took it away from her. And here's the Matrix wording. Number one, Air Pelosi. Number two,
I love
Trump.
It.
Yeah, number two, Trump. Number three, to stop. Number four, shut down. Number five, president. Number six, Congress. Number seven, Hawaii. Number eight, scatter them. Number nine, revenger. Number 10, government. What do you think?
Oh. Well, Pelosi's the one that's actually shutting down everything because she will not negotiate. They haven't negotiated for weeks. In fact, I think that's why she wanted to leave, because
yeah.
She's not here. She can't negotiate. What do you think? Are they going to – what do you think this – speech is? Is he going to declare a form of national emergency and that settles it?
Well, I was listening to a little bit of Lou Dobbs earlier. Now, he's on Fox Business Channel, which a lot of people
mm-hmm.
can't get, and that's a shame. But he actually had some insiders talking, and they were leaving words that we're in a dire crisis in America, and that the next 3 weeks was going to be possibly hell in America as the clash between those that would bring Trump down and Trump and his supporters comes to a head. with the way they were talking.
Well, with everything that's going on, it's very easy to believe that. When you really stop and think about what's actually happening, this is probably a state of emergency. Then you add in the caravans, and he may know a whole lot more. Now, let's get into this thing with Venezuela, because that could be a shocker, and that might be another reason why Trump is doing what he's doing. What's the latest on Venezuela?
Well, the latest is from a number of sources indicate, and of course, you know, in the mainstream, or the, not the mainstream news, but One American News and Fox, they're carrying some reports that Pence and Trump both have contacted the opposition in Venezuela, and supposedly this weekend there may be a revolution beginning, and there is some insider information that there has been trainers down in you know, the border of Venezuela, and you know, we've talked about all the data coming out of Florida Marquis about the special forces and such being down in Brazil. And that region, and they were training, it says, a lot of the opposition to go into a revolution and actually take down Maduro. And what they're saying is, matter of fact, I listened last night late on Fox Business. They had an interview with one of the main men in the government in Venezuela, and he says Maduro will not go down easily, and Maduro is surrounded with a lot of Chinese, and that they're not going to give this up. They've got plans, and they're going to have to take them down by force. And what dovetails into that, Stuart, is a lot of backside information that I've been sharing with you about naval forces and
yes,
military forces that are surrounding the area of Venezuela that most people know nothing about.
So we could have a major war on our hands in Venezuela. And I wonder what the attitude of China would be, because of the, you know, there'd been a number of threats from Chinese military already. Let's sink a couple carriers and kill 10,000 sailors, and that'll give America something to think about. Then there was another threat just the other day from a general. And then we have this, you know, this may all be connected to this border thing. The other thing I want to bring out to everybody, please remember that if the United States gets into a hot revolution, right now we're in a cold revolution, it's just a war of words, but this can very easily become a hot revolution, an implosion of the United States, which is what I see coming, basically because of biblical prophecy, that we're going to have divide and conquer is going to accelerate rapidly. And that gives the United Nations, under their charter, the right to come in to the United States and basically take it over. Now, people have been reporting UN vehicles all over the United States by the thousands of them. What are they doing here in America? What do we need UN vehicles? And these are kind of military-type vehicles. What do we need them for? Why are they in America? Why did we have the exercise of Jade Helm, in which they arrested Americans? It was an exercise. Why have the Congress said that the United States of America is a war zone? Why, and they passed a law about that. Why then do we have NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows the government to round up anyone they please, anytime they please, anywhere they please, put them in a FEMA camp, and you never be seen again? Why are all these laws being passed? Why is the surveillance activity increasing by leaps and bounds all across not only America, but the world? But we're really getting hammered with it. Why do we have fusion centers, which are local data collecting centers on people. This is very slowly coming around, and when they slam shut the door, believe me, the door will be shut. And American people will not escape. Your only escape is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would have to say that 90%, if not higher, mock the Christians I'm talking about, actually mock Jesus Christ. I wrote a book. It's called Gainsayers. The gainsayers are actually the Christians. Jesus asked one question. He said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say?" Gainsaying. The gainsayers, the modern apostate Christian church, is in almost total opposition to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they think they're going to be blessed by the Lord. You're not going to be blessed. You're cursed by the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 28, read it. It's all about the blessings if you do what the Lord tells you. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? Brings you all the curses. Read Deuteronomy 28 and the curses. We are under all of them now. All of them. It's amazing. And the Lord says, I'm going to keep these curses on you until you are totally destroyed. I would urge people to read the book of Micah because it has a lot to do. It's called Ephraim, but it's if you parallel those curses or those prophecies with Babylon the Great, Jeremiah 50, 51, Isaiah chapter 47, Revelation 18, basically, they're all the same. America's going down, and it's going down because we had the blessings of the Lord, and we turned our back on him. Look at how many babies we're murdering. Has Congress done anything to stop it? You talk about Roe versus Wade. Well, we can't have anybody that would overturn Roe versus Wade. We can't do that. Well, if you're going to murder babies, don't think for a minute God's not going to murder you. He will. And when we have a nation from the Supreme Court that says this is okay, then the United States government has approved the murder of babies. And I don't know how people think they're going to get away with all this. You know, the Lord is very, very merciful, and he takes a lot of time. But when he hits that button, it's all over. And I believe that time is coming. I think this blood red moon and Israel's 70th year, we are, like Larry just said, some of the things he's been reading, that we are going to be moving into a period of almost hell on earth here in America. They have got to now pull the plug or they've lost it forever. They have invested trillions of dollars in this over the 150 years they've been plotting all this to take us down. They're not going to quit. They'll do whatever they have to do to bring this about. And I believe Bible prophecy says that's exactly what happens. And the UN is going to come over and take over. And we're going to go down. And our Constitution is going to be destroyed. Our Bill of Rights is going to be destroyed. And that may be only a few days off. There's something going on behind the scenes. I have that awful feeling. What about you, Larry? I just feel there's something behind all this that we haven't quite figured out yet.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Stuart. And one of the things that concerns me is the background chatter that I keep hearing about a period of time that we lose communications. And I'll give everybody a breather here just a second. I know everything we've talked about, you probably needed to breathe, so take a deep breath, folks. And I wanted to bring up something that's really odd. I'll throw a curve here. Stuart, if you'll remember, you know, you put out, and it's on Angel Fall 923, your video of Project Red Star. And,
yes.
You know, I found an Italian website, actually, an investigator that had information about something called Project Red Sun. And I think that's what people confused that you had got into, and that's what NASA and probably Art Bell and others throw a hissy about, was your information. They thought it was that, highly classified. And the other day I stumbled onto a video of Red Sun Project and sent it to you, and guess what you get to see in that? They literally go to Mars.
Yeah, and I watched that, and I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, well, this would be fairly easy to fake, but I don't think it is faked. And not only that, there's a UFO that you see going across the surface of Mars as they're flying over it. It's only for a brief period of time. It's like 20 seconds, and you can see this thing moving across the surface of Mars. Well, when I did Project Red Star, I found two circular UFOs sitting on a ramp at Tithonia City. By the way, like Larry said, folks, it's on Angel Fall 923. You can see it. You can see the UFOs. They're sitting there right on a ramp. I don't know. It never went anywhere. I don't think people are interested in Mars, but they will be soon because it has something to do with the arrival. It has something to do with what's coming. And with all these things dovetailing now into Israel's our time clock on Earth. The cosmos is our time clock in the heavens. And as Larry said, this is the last blood red moon. It is the seventh. Seven is completion, finality, done, over and out. And it means something, folks. The time between this blood red moon and Israel on the 14th, I think is going to be a very, very interesting time. I don't know any other word to use for it. It could be a very deadly time for the American people. We have sat back, we've twiddled our thumbs, and we've allowed all kinds of evil to develop, and nobody has done a thing about it, and I don't think they're going to. We would have healed Babylon, but she won't. The only reason Babylon will not be healed is because the American people won't do anything about it. They could clean out this entire government if they chose to, and there wouldn't be anything anybody could do about it because we can do it legally. We don't even have to pick up arms. We just need to vote them out, declare an emergency, and vote them all out. Get rid of them. Go ahead.
You got to get off the couch, Stuart, to do that. We can't get them off the couch. But by the way, you might want to mention real quick that the new article out on Space Weather talking about Earth's shifting magnetic poles are now confusing people's phones. We actually have some data about what's happening to the phone systems.
Yeah, and I think it has a lot more to do with our mental states, too. There's all kinds of weird things developing. And, yeah, folks, check. I guess it, depending on where you are, you can do your GPS on your phone, and it's not stable. It moves around because of this rapidly accelerating magnetic pole shift, which, by the way, precedes a crustal shift. Volcanoes, earthquakes are accelerating around the world. They're just not reporting a lot of it. They're going off everywhere. Anyway, any last word, Larry, before we park?
As we go into this weekend, Stuart, I would just advise people, keep your seatbelt buckled.
Yeah, there's something really, really strange going on. And by the way, tomorrow's the Sabbath. Interesting that Trump would pick a Sabbath, the timing as we did at the first of the show. There's something really, really strange and weird about all of this. They're all of mystery, and they're playing the human race to bring about their new world order. And unfortunately, they're going to win momentarily. Then they're going to wish they had never been born, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you again. If we hear of a war or anything, we'll certainly come on with an emergency broadcast. Anyway, good night, folks. Take it easy.